Father, we so rejoice in you this morning. We praise you because we see your hand in each of our lives. We see you moving. We see you bringing us even to a higher consciousness. We see that your work is being done in us. We realize, Father, that there's nothing that we can do but listen to your voice and follow you each step of the way. We rejoice in the fact that your hand has been laid upon us, that we were chosen in you even before the foundation of the world to be your children, to be a part of this glorious and great day in which you're moving and bringing forth a son in the earth. Father, we bless you and we praise you and we rejoice in you. Amen. God sets as a refiner. Even out before the foundation of the world, God chose a people. And he's always had a people. In every generation, we can go back and look at how God has had a first fruits people in the earth that has listened to his voice, that their eyes and their understanding have been opened to his revelation, the unveiling of his word, and that even though what they saw was in the Bible, many times it was contrary to what the church in that hour or the church in that hour believed. But God has always had a people to lead his children out from one move into a new revelation and a new move of God. Fearless, trusting. And I know in these past 2 weeks, I've heard God say so many times over and over again, trust me. Mm-hmm. You see, the fact of the matter is that if we look back into our lives or even back into history, that our Father has always been one that has been able to be trusted. Because he set his purposes in place before the foundation of the world. And his purposes were that in the ending of time, ending of the age of ages, that he would gather all back into himself. And Romans tells us that we came out from God. And when we look at the Word of God, we see the fact that God was the creator, that he created everything that was created, and that without him there was nothing created, and that it was all done for his pleasure. He looked at his creation and he said, it is good. It is very good. And I believe the reason that he could say, we sat here and we say this morning, well, how could a God's creation be good? Look at all that is happening in this world today. But we fail to remember that God is sovereign God and that he saw the ending from the beginning. The purposes that he set in place before the foundation of the world, those purposes are being carried out. And he knew that what he spoke and what he proposed would be carried out and bring it into fruition and to finish the work that he had begun. And in our lives, the places that we have come from, that we have come to in this hour, the consciousness of God that we have experienced, the fact that we have shed the sin consciousness, and we have turned our eyes and our face toward our Father, and realizing that His hand has so been placed upon our lives that He is ordering our steps, that His Spirit that is speaking within the midst of us in this hour, telling us to trust Him, telling us that He will guide us with His eye, that He will lead us, that He's the refiner that sets as a refiner over the gold and the silver. And the refiner, when he's setting over the watching the gold and the silver, what he's looking for is when all the dross flows off and there's only pure gold, that he can see his reflection in each one of us. He has promised us that we are partakers of the divine nature. And we've said it many times before that we're walking in a place that we've never walked before. And the only thing we can do is trust. And you've heard me quote over and over again from Song of Solomon, where it said, "Who is this coming out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved?" God is the pure essence of our lives. And that as He is, so are we in this world. That we are a spirit being that is being lifted out of the darkness of this world and been placed into the kingdom of His dear Son. And so what comes into play is trust and faith. We've none seen God because He is a spirit. It's as Jesus said, that the wind bloweth and you don't see where it comes of where it goes. You know, but we see the effect of the wind blowing, and that's the way it is with God. We see the reality of Him in our lives. He is so real to us that He said His words are in our mouth, that He's closer. He is within us. We are the essence of who He is. And the thing of it is that He chose not to identify with the angels, but to identify with man, to identify with flesh and blood. And in us, He is experiencing this life that we're going through with. And the only changes that ever matter is that takes place within us. And the only changes that are manifested outwardly is that takes place inwardly. Because God is calling us to a higher standard, a higher consciousness. God is birthing a son in the earth in this hour. And He's bringing forth a first fruits company in this hour that will set creation free. And when we've talked about Jesus, when He walked on the earth, He said, "I only do the things that I see my Father do, and I only speak what I hear my Father speak." God speaks. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." Nothing touches our lives unless it touches the Father first. And our Father knows that we're able to walk through everything that touches our lives. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's trust. The shepherd takes care of the sheep. He sees that the sheep are fed. He sees that the sheep are watered. He sees that the sheep are protected. And the great shepherd that is over you and I is seeing that we are taken care of in this hour. And like I said, seems like to me, he says over and over again, trust me. Trust me. And you know, trust comes from getting to know the one that you trust. You wouldn't go up to a stranger and entrust your life with a stranger. But friendship is something that is cultivated over the years. Relationship with God is something that is cultivated over the years. And you see people that have said they've been changed for 50 years or saved for 50 years and there's never been no change in their lives. And, you know, the fact of the matter is they've never come into relationship with the Father. He said, my sheep know my voice and obey me. In Revelation, they said, Who are these? He said, these are these that have come out of great tribulation, who have followed the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. And one scripture this today, and that's all I want to give, and I've used it before, but this scripture is very dear to me because I realize that the only hope that we have is God, is our Father. And He is the Word, the living Word that we're living with. What He speaks to us is the living Word that becomes spirit and begins to change us from the inside out. And I've quoted this scripture over and over again, but it's dear to my heart. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. In the King James Version, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And we know that our heart is not that that's beating in our chest, but according to, if you look up the word heart, it's your mind, your understanding. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. The Amplified versions read, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight and understanding. You know, Corinthians, Paul tells us that the natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. The only way we can understand the things of the Spirit is by the Spirit. And the only way we can move on in God is being able to trust Him that what He speaks to us is Spirit and their truth. And the sixth verse there said, in all your ways recognize and acknowledge Him. And He shall direct and make straight and plain your paths. And the Message Bible says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything yourself. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. And you know, I've come to realize that God speaks to us more than we think. Because our mind so many times tries to say, well, that's just you. Or that's just something you thought. But Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. They hear and they know my voice. We know when God speaks to us. I know when He speaks to me and He says, trust me. Trust me. I know what I'm doing. Hey, I'm the one that proposed this in myself before the foundation of the world. I'm the one that chose you. I'm the one that has shepherded you all your lives through everything that you have been through, and have given you the strength and the understanding to come to where you are. I'm the one that opened my word to you. And look back at the things that I've done, and you'll see that in all that has transpired in your lives, I've brought you through victoriously. And I've said that before, we are predestinated unto victory. We are predestinated unto victory. We have been predestinated, conformed to the image of God already. So he says, don't try to figure out everything on your own. The natural man cannot understand the things of God. They're spirit. The only way we can understand the things of God is by the Spirit. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. You see, the Word says, in Him we live, we move, we have our being. So we can really say that our life is in Him. In fact, the Word said, our life is hid with Christ in God. Our life is being lived more and more out of that spirit realm, that conscious realm of spirit, who is the reality of who we are. You know that we look at each other this morning, and what we see flesh and blood. But that's not the reality of who we are. Paul said what we see is decaying day by day. It's passing with the using. But the reality of who we are is increasing, is being built up, is being reminded of where we came from, of who we are, of the reality that we are sons of God. And God's speaking to that all over and over again. That the essence of who we are is who He is. So He says, listen for God's voice in everything you do. You know, and you know His voice. When He speaks, there is peace. If there is confusion, then you know it's not Him. But when our Father speaks in us, it's peace. And I've said it over, I love that old hymn of the church says, I come to the garden alone, and He talks with me, and He walks with me, and He tells me that I am His own. Hallelujah. We are His children. We are sons of the living God. He is birthing a corporate son in the earth in this hour, that will stand in this dimension of time with Jesus as the head, Christ as the head, and we will actually lose our head, not literally, but our mind is going to step aside. Spirit is going to take control, and we are going to walk in the Spirit with the understanding and listening to the voice of God and speaking out of the throne realm into creation the words, hallelujah, that will set creation free. So he says, listen for God's voice in everything you do and everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. He'll direct your paths. He will direct and make straight and plain your path. And in this hour, God's Word, God's revelation in us is becoming light. It's as the dawning of the day as the sun rises, brighter and brighter until the noonday's position, God's revelation in us is becoming clearer and clearer and clearer as the light of the glory of God is being revealed in the midst of us. Hallelujah. And we are being daily changed from glory to glory into that same image of who we are. We have the divine nature. We're predestinated, conformed, or formed together in His image. It's natural. It's not something that we used to always speak about supernatural, but the natural walk for man is the walk in the Spirit. We used to go to church and work it up, try to work everything up, but that's not it. God flows. Hallelujah. He's a well of living water that is springing up into everlasting life. He's birthing a son in the earth in this hour, and a son is in His likeness, in His image, in His nature. And His words to us is words of love. And we walk through, Lord knows all that we walk through. Every individual of us, every one of us are walking through different areas in our lives, different things that are happening that are touching us in different ways. But there's one steady fact in all of it, is that the things that are touching our lives that we are experiencing in this realm of time or this dimension of time is changing us, is lifting us higher in a spirit realm, into a spirit realm, into a spirit consciousness, into a relationship with the Father that we have never known before. And His revelation is an ever unveiling word that is causing change from within. And let me tell you something, when God's word brings about, speaks to us and brings about a change, that change or that part of us can never revert back to what it used to be. God's changing in us in this hour are eternal changes. And the fact of the matter is, the day is going to come when He's going to look and say, and He's going to see His, the refiner is going to see His image. Hallelujah. The refiner is going to see His image. We will be as pure gold. And in that moment, when the refiner sees His image, this corruptible will put on incorruption, and this mortal will put on immortality. Hallelujah. And we will walk in the essence of His presence, and then in the manifestation of His sons in the earth, that His glory will begin to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. For our Father has already predetermined and predestinated and pre-proposed for that to happen. Just as sure as we're sitting here, it's going to happen, because He has already said within Himself that He is going to gather all creation back within Him. So, you know, in the flesh, the things that we go through, we want to pamper this flesh. Mm-hmm. We don't like the pain or the suffering or the things that we walk in, the hurts as we grow older. But the fact of the matter is that every day is one day closer to the manifestation of His sons. Everything we walk through is bringing us one step closer to returning back into our Father. and to be His expression in the earth, speaking His word into creation, setting creation free. So we rejoice, O Lord. We rejoice because we know that Your hand has been laid upon our lives. We rejoice because we know that we were chosen in You even before the foundation of the world to be those who we are today in this hour. We rejoice in Your sovereignty because no man can change Your hand or turn You to the right or to the left. We rejoice because You're unchangeable, because Your works were finished before the foundation of the world. We rejoice because we know that all creation one day will rejoice in the midst of You and will return to the Father from which we have come. We rejoice because we know that the pathway before us is getting brighter day by day. We rejoice because we know that our dull hearing is being relieved, and in the spirit realm, our hearing is becoming even more so, that we're hearing Your word even more perfect every day. We rejoice because Your word is spirit and life, and that You're manifesting Yourself in the midst of us. That in the spirit and in our consciousness, we're arising above this dimension of time. And we rejoice because we know the day is coming when we will be clothed upon with that tabernacle from on high, as Paul desired. We rejoice that you are our Lord and our Father and our God and our King, and that You are sovereign over our lives, and that You are leading us ever steadily forward. That the brightness of the glory of our Father is intensifying within us day by day. Hallelujah. For You are our Lord and our God and our Father, and there is none beside You. Amen.
Amen.